There were all kinds of people that gave us an early perspective on the Grateful Dead and the Jefferson Airplane in the early Palo Alto days. Here's Paul Foster, one of the chief and original Merry Pranksters.
Well, we got to the off stage, huh? Okay, you know, anyway, this night, this we have to come up to. These guys are trying to make a commercial thing go. Okay, there's mainly two groups. There's the San Jose group and there's the Palo Alto group. Now, there's interchange between them, but there's mainly those two. The San Jose group included Pigpen only because I could he could get it. Only because he needed the dough.
Yeah.
Okay? I paid him 15 a night. And it was groovy. I was getting a good deal. I was getting a very good deal. This chick, Biddy, she would take care of getting on stage, you see. And it was cool. And then he played his set, which was when people had calmed down a bit, okay?
Yeah.
And it was groovy, and we put the lights low because he didn't like to get up on stage.
He's straight shot.
He
is.
Yeah.
He's better at it, though. See, it's taken him 3 years to do a solo now. He gets up, does a little solo number.
Yeah.
Like he used to.
Yeah. I heard recall too when he jumped on the in the car with us to go get the acid test for us. Had been stolen, and looked down.
Was it stolen?
Yeah, by Babs and
Babs
and some of these guys. The sort of inner core, maybe if there was one of the pranksters, the let's say the people that Gretchen could afford to turn on, the ones that she found agreeable, came down to that problem. Anyway.
Well, I don't understand.
They stole this. Pardon me. They stole this bus and went off to San Diego, and we wanted to go and get it. We wanted some help, and I knew Pigpen would go if we said we're going to drink wine, and we did. We drank wine all the way there, and we completely fouled up the coup of taking back.
Bus.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And we got what?
You find it?
Yeah, we found it. Yeah, but we couldn't pull it off. They found out about us before we could get it off the ground. Anyway, they had changed the wiring, the ignition under the dashboard, you know.
Was that a for real thing or just a prank?
Oh, it was for real. Well, prank or prank? Their pranks were for real?
Right.
What do you mean?
Right.
I don't know. Pardon me. I don't know. Anyway, so we didn't. He gave us good music all the way. The Dead, you know, kept us a separate house in L.A. during that test. And if you wanted to get really high, you went over there, because Osley was usually there with his team.
DMT and his weird shit.
And I'd run up and down the stairs like a mad stink calliope.
Yeah.
After you give me that pipe.
Yeah. Really low job, yeah.
Page Browning of the Prince.
Yes, I know.
Page over there. He would go over there with me for the same purpose. We both dug DMT a lot.
Yeah.
And we knew we could get it there.
But you'd smoke it.
Yeah. Smoke it, yeah, he'd shoot it. I knew how to smoke so much that I couldn't complete that tour. I knew how to smoke. No, there's a way to smoke DMT. Once you learn how.
Yeah.
If it's good DMT, you can't complete one tour.
Yeah, right.
Because there's nobody there to complete it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. You're gone, yeah.
There's nobody there to complete that tour.
Yeah, but you gotta watch out your matches goes out.
Yeah, well, don't just dangle out of your arm.
For the tape's sake.
Once I shot some speed just to see how it was, and it didn't really show me a side really.
Yeah, I feel the same way about snake.
where were we? Oh, yeah.
Let's better start chronologically. I got interested in this offstage. Yeah. I got also got interested in this girl, B.
Right.
Who was a friend of a cousin of a guy who worked with me. I'm a programmer now.
Yeah.
I'm a computer programmer.
Don't you do it now?
This is the beginning of 64, let's
see. What are you doing right now?
I'm working as a common laborer with a dolly and a hand truck.
Oh, actually, and, not common laborer.
Yes. Warehouse.
With French cuffs.
Yeah, I wore this to work with a sweater over it. Yeah, right. Anyway. Sure, I come on just like what they want. I know what they want. Somebody who starts working doesn't stop until he's...